This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Great British Minds.
Oh, hello, Sir Sidney McSprocket here. Oh, it's great to see you. Especially as we're looking at some great British minds. Creative people who use their imagination to design, invent, and adapt the things around us. Things we use every day. Now, there have been great minds for as long as there have been human beings, and in 1851, a great exhibition was held in London to celebrate and showcase some of the very best. People such as Eugène Rimmel. Rimmel was a perfume maker who was born in France but lived in England for most of his life. At the Great Exhibition, he created a giant fountain that sat atop of a splendid base featuring glass cases filled with bottles of Great Exhibition bouquet perfume. If the stylish bottles didn't convince people to hand over their money, then ladies could try the perfume on their handkerchief by asking for a spritz from the fountain itself. Now, you might recognise Eugène Rimmel's name. Although he died in 1887, the cosmetics brand that he created, Rimmel London, is still sold around the world. You see, he didn't stop at one invention. Just like another great British mind, and one who's still inventing today, Sir James Dyson. Now, you might have heard of Dyson as a type of vacuum cleaner, and the Joule cyclone is certainly the invention for which Sir James is best known. Oh, hang on, let me just switch this off. Not really the time for it. Oh, that's better. But you see, Sir James's story didn't start with the cyclone. Before that, he invented something else. Something very different. I wonder if you can guess what it was. It was a wheelbarrow. Or rather, a ball barrow. He had noticed that wheelbarrows had a tendency to get stuck in the mud. His idea was that a ball-shaped wheel would be less likely to sink, and thus the ball barrow was born. And without the ball barrow, there might never have been his famous vacuum cleaner. He'd seen another problem, you see, and thought he might be able to figure out to fix. Traditional vacuum cleaners had a tendency to clog up and lose their suction. Now one day, Sir James had an idea that the air filters they used to spray the paint on the wall ball barrows could be used to make a bagless type of vacuum cleaner. And he didn't stop there. After all, if you can suck, then you can also blow. A few years later, Dyson launched the Airblade, a hand drying machine which produces a single layer of cool air travelling at 400 miles per hour, faster than a jet. Dyson has also created high-powered hair dryers and even adapted his digital motor technology to make medical ventilators. As you can see, a part of what makes a great mind is the ability to be adaptive, like Sir James. Take an idea from one invention and using it for another. And it's a leaf I've taken from his book. I've got this whisk from an ice cream machine and thought it would make a tremendous propeller for some rocket shoes I've been working on. Let's give them a try. Way! Up, up and away! I'll have to catch you another time. Tatty bye for me!
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Great British Minds. With support from the Royal Commission 1851. Find out more at funkidslive.com/McSprocket.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.